Let's talk about the best shooter game in the history. I'm referring to Counter-Strike, a game that stayed in the top of the historical and successful games. In this podcast, we're going to make opinions about why this game is so addictive. With help of me, I am Juan Pablo Suarez, a professional gamer and ex-beta tester. I'm going to be the protagonist in this podcast. I hope that my presence could help you to get more clarity about this topic. First of all, why the people can be convinced that CSGO is a good game. So I think it is not like a good game in graphics or something like that, because his style is so simple and clear of bad mechanics. But I got a theory about the really magic of the game, and I think it is by the result of the player's skill evolution and the game competitiveness, because it is the most competitive game in the industry. And although, by the theoretical, this game was created just to get fun, people usually take it seriously, getting an addiction from play or also buy luxury items with high prices in the industrial market of CS. On the other hand, taking another point of view, the psychology of the game is a big point in favor of the popularity of the game, because by psychological studies, it's correct to say that the human brain always wants to win or to be better than the other users. And this game explodes this national stimulus, and as a result the player plays the interest in playing and dream to be a popular celebrity and a really rich man with a luxurious life just playing to get fun. Let's talk about the best shooter game in the history. I'm referring to Counter-Strike, a game that stayed in the top of the historical successful games. In this podcast, we're going to make opinions about why this game is so addictive. With help of me, I am Juan Pablo Suarez, a professional gamer and expert tester. I'm going to be the protagonist in this podcast. I hope that my presence could help you to get more clarity about this topic. First of all, why the people can be convinced that CS is a good game. So I think it is not like a good game in graphics or something like that, because its style is so simple and clear of bad mechanic. But I got a theory about the really magic of the game, and I think it is by the result of the player skill evolution and the game competitiveness, because it is the most competitive game in the industry. And although, by the theoretical, this game was created just to get fun, people usually take it seriously, getting an addiction from play or also buy luxury items with high prices in the industrial market of CS. On the other hand, taking another point of view, the psychology of the game is a big point in favor of the popularity of the game, because by psychological studies, it's correct to say that the human brain always wants to win or be better than the others. And this game explodes this national stimulus, and as a result, the players increase the interest in playing and dream to be a popular celebrity and a really rich man with a luxurious life just playing for fun.